Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today I'm going to start off with a question. A question and an assignment. I'm going to elaborate as I go into the show. What if, I'm going to give you a hypothetical. I'm going to give you a plausibility. I'm going to give you a concept that I want you to think about. What if I could infect you with a cell phone? Now let me explain. Most people have got these injectables, right? The jab, the stab, and the termination contract. So, what if, because we know bacteria can send electronic communications with each other, and they can talk to each other, but what if they programmed this technology, this bio-engineered, biomimetic, to respond to a transmission, not just the frequency. Okay, not just the frequency. Not turning on a tower and hitting, 736 terahertz to hit blah blah blah. What if we could transfer, or we could assault somebody using nanobiology? What if? What if? And the assignment is going to be for everybody to start looking. I want everybody to start thinking in the 21st century, not in ancient history, not looking at things that we went through and that we're continually regurgitating the same shit over and over and over, and not really getting any results with things because we're not thinking in the correct way we should. The things that caused cancer 50 years ago, today back then it was a lot easier to deal with people who had cancer. I have to tell you. Like I said, you see how about 85% of people walk away cancer-free with some of the things that you could do back then. Today, cancer has taken on a whole new dynamic, because it too has mutated as a result of the mutations that have been going on in the epigenetics. So, but what if someone with an injectable has got an operating system now, right? We got an operating system. And what if you could transfer AstraZeneca to that host who's already been injected? What if you could transfer Johnson & Johnson to that host who's already been infected? What if you could transfer the Pfizer to someone who's already been infected? What if you could transfer Moderna? Think about that. That sounds like something from a sci-fi show, right? Maybe it ain't so sci-fi. Now, I started looking at certain things today because I wanted to sort of have something there to give you in order for you to understand that this is a possibility. So I found a little ditty here. There is a video called Helix. It's on the YouTube. I played it, I think, in the last show. I think I did. I should have pulled it up again. But anyway, so I have it. What I have saw there when I seen the thing, the biggest thing that I seen there was the what they were seeing through the scope and how it had engineered itself and had mutated, and it was carrying out a program. Now the scientists in the that was doing the show didn't know what the program was that they were carrying in, but it was carrying a program through a genetic access, right? Code using nano delivery. And I've said this before in many shows that your DNA today is going to be the key to your health. Okay, it's not because you're a vegan or a meat eater or a breatharian or you're some kind of new age bullshit, whatever it may be, or some old age bullshit, whatever it may be. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it at all. And when we're talking about synthetic DNA, you might be surprised that synthetic DNA operates the same way as regular DNA. And some of you may not be aware of that. See, I've been stating for a while that when this so-called, what they call leaking, what I call jumping, it's not the spike protein. That spike protein is such bullshit, it's unreal. There's no spike protein happening. What you got happening is a proteins which are integrating with themselves, creating a new program. What you got? They're not going to call it that, but that's what they are. This is what they're dealing with. This is what we are going to be dealing with. And so when you're talking, mutation, let's call it what it is. This is a mutation, not an evolution. A mutation. An evolution means that you're taking a step to a higher level of development as a result of circumstances, environments, even genetics. Have evolved to a new level of growth, not as a result of manipulation in regarding to a operating system being put in, but through natural development or natural or circumstances that will create the development for that effect to happen. That's evolution. In other words, for instance, you're in an area and there's not enough water for the soil. So your body will adapt to the fact that the water levels are low and you're not getting, you know, whatever you normally would have gotten water. So the next generation would have come along and would have evolved because of that epigenetic in that environment. That their bodies may not now need the amount of water that the previous generation needed. So again, This is a state of evolution to develop and to adapt to whatever environment there is. This is an operating system or a program programming the genetic code, programming the DNA, programming the chromosomes, programming the cells. This is not the same thing. This is not something that is a result of a natural development. This is something that's now being integrated on purpose. That's not evolution. I guess you could call it that too. Maybe there, on some level, you could say that there is a sort of evolution. But the end result so far has been nothing but death, death, more death, and death, or a debilitation of somebody. And you don't see these people. After you see them on the alternative media, you don't see them coming back and saying, "Oh, I've recovered. I'm fully over. Whatever." No, you don't hear about them anymore. You don't hear about anybody anymore. And the bullshit that you hear about some people, "Well, I had it and it had, you know, blah. It was a little uncomfortable, but I get over it." That's such horseshit. You know, the biggest thing that everyone's got to wake up to is that everything is being staged. Staged in such a way that they are trying to get you to accept the status quo that they are presenting. It's all a stage. It's all a hoax. It's all horseshit. All of it. The whole thing's been a lie since the inception of this idea. This has been a collaboration on a global level. All the global governments are in on this. I don't give a shit if you believe in your presidents. I don't give a shit if you believe in your prime ministers. I don't give a shit if you believe in your chancellors. They are all in on it. And the presidents that have stood up and said, "No, we will not kill our people," are dead today. Are dead today. I don't know whether our premiers are just this stupid or they're being blackmailed this badly. I mean, look at Kenny in Alberta. I mean, the dictator wannabe. I mean, they arrested the minister. We were friends of mine and I were talking. If that minister winds up doing any jail time on any level in this country, you can kiss Canada goodbye. They have basically said they're kicking God out of the country. That's what they're doing. If that minister has one hair of his head wind up behind bars, Canada's done. Period. We have kicked God out of the country. That's what, not us. We're not kicking God anywhere. But the government is kicking God out of the country. Okay, and you better look at it from that perspective. And I've often said many a time, if God is not the center of the equation, you don't have an equation. You don't even have, you have nothing. And in this situation, if God is not the center of this equation in this country, any country, but in this one, because this is where we live, then we've got sweet fuck all. Nothing. Zero. Nada. That's how it rolls. And we better start thinking in that perspective, because we won't have not even a concept of a country. If God is kicked out of this country, we won't have sweet F.A. Nothing. Zip. That's how it rolls. And unless you want to, you know, if you want to call devil your God, then every time the devil's been the God of anything, it's always wound up being destroyed anyway. So it's and God will grant people their choice. Their choice. I personally don't want that choice. I want the choice. I want the living God is where we need to be. That's the choice I would have. And I think we need to get back to those basics and those fundamentals. That's just my thinking. But anyway, let me get back to nano and DNA. Because again, without God, your DNA is going right out the toilet, and the assault is on. But when we're looking at genetics, it's an operating system is what it is. It's, if you sit there and break it down to its fundamental, basic concept, it is nothing more than a program. Okay. So, I mean, here, let me read something to you. The first episode of the newly released series, Biohackers, was stored in the form of a synthetic DNA. Okay, they stored this in synthetic DNA. This was made possible through the research of Professor Reinhard Heckel of the Technical University of Munich. They developed a method that permits the stable storage of large quantities of data on DNA for 1,000 years. And first, I should mention that we are talking about artificially generated, in other words, synthetic DNA. Synthetic DNA. Okay. When you're looking at, you got two vaccines that have a synthetic DNA. And we have two vaccines that have a manipulated DNA. And they can talk to each other. They can communicate. They are both operating systems. And one operating system will adapt with the other one. And this is where this is. And nobody wants to touch this. Nobody wants to talk about this. This is what blows me away. You know, we've had all these people, oh, spike protein, and spiker. We're going to spike the protein. I'm looking at that thinking, are you effing kidding me? Spike protein. Does anybody sit there and think what is causing the protein to spike? See, we hear stuff all the time, and they say it enough times, and then we begin to accept the bullshit, and we don't really ask the question, well, what is causing the protein to spike in the first place? Our bodies consist of all kinds of peptides, proteins, and enzymes, which are all based on proteins. And yet, they don't spike. And if they do spike, there's a reason why they are spiking. There's a reason why they're going awry. There's a reason why they're breaking down. There's a reason why they're not acting correctly. Something is causing it. So, spike protein. Ooh, I'm excited. Spike. Ooh. So, I mean, I'm pointing this out again. I'm trying to get you all to see this correctly. I've been getting these calls. Oh, we got this pine oil that's going to stop the jumping. You know, seriously, anybody who believes that, I got some Canadian cheese to sell you on the moon with the Canadian flag parked beside the Russian flag, which is parked beside the, you know, the French flag, which is parked beside the British flag. And we got all these variety of cheeses on the moon, from German to Spanish to Portuguese to Italian to German. I mean, we've got all kinds of cheese, and we will sell it to you. When are you going to start to think and start to react? When are you going to start to really analyze what we are dealing with? See, we can take certain things like essential oils and minerals and enzymes to fight off normal pathological infections. That's a given. But when you're talking about an operating system and you're going to use something like a pine oil, it's as bad as people using borax and apple cider vinegar. I mean, I cannot even get over that concept at all. Apple cider vinegar being loaded with nano. Or the other thing that I get all the time is zeolites. I'm using zeolites to pull out the nano. Really? Obviously, you haven't read the literature. See, operating systems. And this is why I'm talking about this tonight in this way, in this fashion. You got to start thinking in terms of operating systems, because this is what's going to be assaulting everybody. It's already in you. It's now a matter of activation. I'm not talking about the jab or the stab or the injectable. I'm talking about nanotechnology, nanobiology, nano operating systems are already inside of everybody. The reason why you're not seeing some of the things going on with some of the people is because they haven't been activated. And the ones who have been activated and are in denial, they're going to get their ass pounded. It's a given. Be prepared to have thy ass handed to thee. If you're not willing to look at the data that I've put out, that Brian396 has put out, if you're not willing to look at the information that and the illustrations that Brian396 has put out and the data I have put out, then you're the only two guys, as far as I know, that's this advanced in this. And it has actually given everybody solutions on this. Real, viable solutions. Not some bullshit alfalfa, not some bullshit oatmeal, not some bullshit pine oil, not some bullshit borax. These are all bullshit, all of them. Because they're still thinking in a term or in a place where they're dealing with some kind of pathology. You are not dealing with a pathology. You are dealing with an operating system. And until you turn off the operating system, nothing is going to work. And in fact, the more you assault it, the more it will morph, and the more it will alter its paradigm, and it will continue to assault and take you over. That's how it works. That's how they designed it. I'm not the one that did it. I'm the one that has explored the effects of it. Brian396 has explored the effects of it. And if you're not willing to look at what we're showing you, I don't lose any sleep over it. I think, you know what? It's good you don't. Best for me to deal with. Excuse me. I think personally that sometimes people have to go through and get beat up a lot more before they wake up and realize they're not following what they should. And with this injectable that they have put in, whether it's the Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, or Johnson & Johnson, they are all operating systems, every one of them, and they are designed to interface and integrate with each other so that they can further rewrite, overwrite, or take out your genetic code. It's like that guy I was talking about the other day from France. He said to selectively select the intellect from the dumb. He says, we'll just put it out there that this will be good for them, and the stupid will just take themselves out. They will line up to take themselves out. I've said this many a time. Nothing to stupid is meant to live. People will die because of their sheer stupidity. They will believe the media. The media is the joke. The two worst things on this planet that I would have to say the devil has used efficiently and effectively to conspire against mankind is the media and the drug industry. I mean, the weapons that are there that they have utilized against mankind is incredible. And the efficiency that they have in their use of it is incredible. you know, it's as the guy had predicted. People will line up to get these injectables. And the llama says, well, it wasn't so bad. Well, we'll see in 3 months. We'll see in 6 months. Because the projection, most of you who've taken it are going to be dead in about a year. So I would encourage you all to, like I said, think in terms of what we're dealing with. RNA, DNA, LNA, PNA, XNA, CNA, GNA, there's a bunch of nucleic acids. They are all a type of operating system. And when you're adding any kind of nano program to it, then you wind up creating an anomaly or a synthetic DNA attaching to another DNA. Let me read something real quick. I always talk about the term biomimetic, okay? And these are things, this is a terminology you better really grasp here. Biomimetic. This is where you can take something that's in nature and duplicate it synthetically to a point you wouldn't be able to tell it apart. Okay, biomimetics, the concept of taking ideas from nature or copying nature and implementing them in technology, has found particular use for the development of nanoscale materials. One such approach employs protein-mediated biotemplating. You understand what that means? Protein-mediated biotemplating. In other words, taking proteins and basically turning them into a template for your biology. Now, let me keep on reading this. One such approach employs protein-mediated biotemplating for the nanostructuring of inorganic material. You can take a protein and connect it to an inorganic material or a synthetic. Recently, two key advances have been witnessed in the field. Firstly, the number of successful employed biotemplates, including feasibility demonstration of use using three-dimensional crystalline structures, have been expanded. Secondly, the introduction of the site-directed mutations of the protein template on a display of peptides that exhibit effective biorecognition sequences for inorganic structure. For some of you, this is going to be way over your head. Some of you, you're going to look at that and you're going to be in shock. And you're going to say, holy shit. Basically, you are directing the proteins to create the mutations using a peptide, which are more proteins, broken down aminos, that will recognize the program of the inorganic structure. In other words, you're taking the proteins and connecting it to the inorganic structure so that they will communicate. Has led to the substantial improvement in our ability to control protein-mediated biotemplating. Take the protein of one. Program it. Create a template so that it can read that template. Create another protein so that it can now accept the other protein when it acknowledges that protein. What do you get? Integration. Manipulation. Programming. Mutation. This is what they've done. Taken together, these achievements will pave the way for successful application of protein-mediated biotemplating in the future. All of these injectables that they're talking about is this technology right here. Right here, what I just read. It's going to be on there tonight. You'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see it. And like I said, tonight's assignment for all of you. Start off with telepheresis. Go to the Rice University. Okay, the Rice University, and watch the display of the telepheresis when they target the nanoparticles in the solution to allow them to integrate and network and construct. Now that's very fundamental. That's like 12 years outdated, but now take it to a whole new level. Don't give me 5G, 6G, 7G. I don't want to see that. Let's see if you can find how you might be able to infect somebody by transferring a virus or a fungus or basically a protein-mediated template through a wireless, through a computer, through a phone. And can you infect somebody that way? See, everyone's saying 5G is activating blah, blah, blah. Is it really doing that? Is it really activating? Or are they transferring the infection from the signals to the people? That makes more sense. As crazy as that sounds, that makes more sense. Because 5G has a very limited range and limited penetration. But if you're outside walking down the street and the streetlights are all 5G, if you're walking into a grocery store and there's 5G recognition, and if you're going into a drugstore and they've got 5G recognition, well, 5G then is a very doable means of hitting people in the general population. Because as you're walking down the street, as you're walking into the grocery stores or into supermarkets or into other platforms, these frequencies can then transfer whatever infection you want. And perhaps maybe that's why they can't find the biomarker. Chinese can't find it. They can't isolate anything. Americans can't isolate anything. Canada, I don't even know if they've looked. The Europeans haven't isolated anything. The Russians haven't been able to isolate anything. Australia hasn't been able to isolate any. Nobody's been able. Now we've got SARS-Corona. SARS-Corona, really? Another load of bullshit. Another sensational twist in the media. Another staged pile of bullshit. All staged. And people, like I said, it amazes me. Like I said, the capacity to allowing oneself to be deceived. I mean, I don't understand this much. I'm kind of dumb myself. I gotta be the first to have one dumb bastard sometimes. I can't understand how people can't see that this is being perpetuated, and every time there's a lull, they perpetuate a new twist on the same thing. It's the same shit being repeated over and over with a different twist. It's astounding. You know, totally astounding. So when we're looking at when we're looking at all these things that are going on, all I can do is shake my head. All I can do is shake my head, really. It's just amazes me what I'm seeing. Okay, everyone's heard that Pfizer is now going to raise the price of their vaccines from $19.50 to $175. Anybody see that? From $19.50 to $175. Wow. We should all line up and get a double dose of the program. Yeah, I'll take two. What a steal. What a deal. $175. Yeah, lay it on me. Didn't want the first one, much less the second one. Yeah, here we are. As if Pfizer did us a favor. They didn't do us any favors whatsoever. Let me put it to you, everybody, this way. If there is a president, if there's a prime minister, if there's a chancellor, if there's a monarch that is into propagating and pushing these operating systems to be injected into your body. You might want to question the integrity of that leader that is propagating that nonsense. Okay, if you are having a leader, a premier, a prime minister, a governor, a mayor, a president, a chancellor, a town crier, a king of any kind, trying to propagate everyone to take to initiate these programs to being injected in you, you may want to question the integrity of these leaders and perhaps remove them. Perhaps remove them. India, a buddy of mine was telling me about India and the mutations, and I said to him, and I had to explain to him how these things were all being staged by actors, doing a drama. How people have gone into those towns and those communities and have filmed people walking around with no issue whatsoever. And we had the same thing here. You know, we've had all kinds of staged events here in Canada. And, you know, like I said before, old people, seniors being taken from a senior's home to a hospital. And then they filmed, oh, look, the hospitals are full. Oh, my gosh, we're all going to die. Oh, man. Put on 20 masks. Put on 20 hand condoms. Hell, put a bodysuit on. Zip it up so you can't breathe. That's why if you can't breathe, you can't spread it, don't you? Zip it up, shut it down, lock it in. Don't come out. You know, I would actually laugh if one day someone built got a body condom and started walking down the street and said, I'm protected. Put it over your head, went all the way down your feet. Yeah, baby, I'm protected. Nothing's getting through this latex and that kind of thing. That's how silly some of this stuff is. It just astounds me that, you know, people continually believe this. You know, it's almost like they want to be in jail. It's almost like people want to be locked up and have the key thrown away. They don't want to have any liberties. They don't want to have nothing. Maybe these are the people that Trudeau was talking about. You'll have nothing to be happy. And they go, yeah, I'll be happy. Ooh. Give me more nothing. You were talking about the mimetics and the programming and the protein-mediated biotemplating. You know, basically getting proteins to, again, form a template or a design or a program for the inorganics to connect to. What happens when you have metal oxides, nanoparticles, and their interaction with cells? What happens when these get into the cell? How many are in a cell? How many destroy the cell by choking the cell out? How many take the cell and then wrap it up and create a ligand so that they can attach themselves to it and forming a network or fullerene? See, these are things that we're dealing with today. This is the reality of today. People want to be stuck on, oh, I'm just going to have some porridge, or I'm going to drink some tea. Or these things are fine and dandy to help the body stay strong to fight, but they're not going to do nothing against this kind of assault. We're in a whole new paradigm today. The sophistication of termination of people has gone to a whole new level. And people are still making a left turn at Albuquerque, like Bugs Bunny. They're going the wrong way. Or they're running in the same designation or path that everybody else has run before, but they made a left turn or they made a right turn, and we're still running on that path, which means that you're being constantly assaulted in such a way that, and then when you try certain things, you try the herbs and they don't work, you try the vitamins and they don't work, or you get very nominal results, but then you go to a doctor and the doctor's giving you pain pills, they're not working, they're giving you antihistamine drugs, they're not helping you, they're giving you parasitical drugs, they're not helping you, you know, then you wind up thinking, oh, I'm going to die, you know, instead of seeing things as they are. Like I said, you know, we are looking at some of the nonsense today that, you know, we never had to deal with way back in the day. Today is a whole new era, a whole new concept, a whole new realm. We're in a place today that we have never been. Not in our lifetime anyway. And the level of sophistication of these operating systems and these programs. You have to understand something. Everybody that's dumping information into the cloud is feeding artificial intelligence. Everybody. That is the bottomless pit that can never be filled. And as long as people are being objective in all the ways they're doing things, we constantly teach the AI how to think, how to interpret, how to decide what's up and down. Captchas that you see are, again, are designed so that when you find the right design that they want you to look for, you're teaching AI how to distinguish this from that. Like I said, confuse it. Go on there and ruin the capture a couple times. You know, make the proper errors. Find two cars and you got two buildings, and so you hit the two buildings. That'll screw it up. Everybody started doing that. All of a sudden, the AI might start smoking. Oh, what's going on? We are, you know, the kill switch. We are in a kill switch. That's what we're going to see around us. And when we start seeing them drop, everybody's starting to drop. Like I said, this is why I keep telling everybody, get an ionizer, wear one. Don't allow yourself that luxury of taking a chance of going out there being exposed to somebody who has been injected. I was talking to somebody the other day who's also self-employed, and she comes in contact with people. I said, well, you need to wear one of these things because, you know, if you come across somebody and you don't know they've been injected until it's too late, you want to make sure you're covered. You don't want to see any jumping. You don't want to see any kind of problems coming in your health. You don't need to see your DNA becoming corrupted either, you know. So, like I said, it's important that you start to think in these terms. You know, we're no longer, like I said, in the days of yesteryear where, you know, we never had synthetic biology 50, 60 years ago. Now we do. Every new development, every new establishment that they create, that science is creating today, and today science is a joke. Science is a hilarious, outdated, outmoded joke. What we're seeing is warfare and weaponry being released on the general population, on mankind, hiding behind a fake pandemic with a fake problem, with a fake numbers game, all being instituted so that they can stage what they want to show you, so they can engage you in a war to take you out. And the interesting thing about this war to take you out, you're paying for it. Every time you pay your taxes, every time you give money to the government, they are using that money to violate us. We need to start a movement in Ontario that we're not going to pay taxes anymore, and Ford can go screw himself. The mayors can go screw themselves. We are not going to give them the money they need to take us out. This is what they're doing. They're using us to kill ourselves. Here's some money. Oh, here, we got this for you. Boom. Think about what I'm saying here. Why are we supporting a government, our governments, our respective governments, wherever you may live? Why are we supporting them that every time they turn around, they are screwing us? They are killing us. They're maiming us. They're lying to us. They're deceiving us. They're maneuvering us so more of us can die because they whatever, for whatever reason, feel the need to have more power. But the interesting thing about this, a house divided against itself cannot stand. These are not organized. They work together, and they will comply with each other to a point, but eventually they will have a war among themselves, and they will reduce themselves down to nothing. After they destroy most of mankind, they will then wage war, a power war, and the likes we've probably never seen. And if the planet should survive it, may not, we'll see a whole new dynamic. I'm not sure what will come of it, but it won't be any good either. A new algorithm will be put into the earth. Unfortunately. So, like I said, understand the nature of the assault. This way, nobody can sell you flim-flam. Nobody can say, oh, I got some magic pine oil. It'll stop the jumping. Oh, yeah, drink my oil. Send me your money. Just give me your money. Money, yes. Oh, you want oil? Go get some coconut oil. It'll do the same thing. Just throw me your money. Money. They are not dealing with anything other than what they think is a pathology. Just like people think more gallons is a pathology, it's not. It's another form of synthetic DNA or synthetic programming. You know, artificial life. Gwen Scott called that out 12, 13 years ago. She was the first one to coin the term artificial life. If you go watch her video, you can see it. You know, like I said, Brian was the one who made the connection with the nano. And you know, and it's been an evolution ever since then. You know, I came up with some ideas to, again, some solutions with this. Everyone played a part here. Everybody kept on contributing. And then I had other people that contributed that I was working with as well, all over the world. You know, so in Spain and in Croatia, you know, hell, everywhere, Australia. All kinds of places, you know, contact me. Europe, different parts of Europe. So like I said, you know, we are dealing with a synthetic DNA with a manipulated DNA. And what happens when the twain meet? See, this is what will happen. If you go ask somebody in the media, they'll say, oh, that's all bullshit. They don't know what he's talking about. You know, blah, blah, blah. This will not happen. It can't happen. It will never happen. How many times have you heard that bullshit? It'll never happen. It can't happen. It's impossible to happen. And yet it happens. Wow. Be better off if they said what I said in the first place. This is going to jump. It is. Now, like I said, you know, when we're dealing with this stuff, you know, what we're dealing with, like I said, you got to start thinking in terms of operating system, not some hokey pokey, you know, and you turn yourself around. You don't want to be spun, and you don't want to lose your money. Money is too hard to come by, you know, especially if from the last show, if that happens, and they shut down the cash system in Canada. Boy, how's that going to be fun? And they might have a revolt. That's a possibility. You know. But anyway, I wanted to get that through. We are no longer dealing with anything simple today. Everything today is complicated because of the integration with technology and biology. This is the same technology they use in genetically engineering your seeds that you've planted into the ground. Add a seed, have the programmer into it, have the enzymes activate that program. Enzymes are what again? They're proteins. Type of protein or peptides. They're proteins that break down proteins. They are They also can be a carb to break down carbs, but generally speaking, when you're talking about a peptide, you're talking about protein. You're talking about enzymes most of the time, you're talking about protein. So when you have the proteins activated by the operating system, it then programs the operating system what to do. For make an insecticide, make a pesticide, make a, you know, put a haze around the thing, turn it into plastic, whatever they want it to do, it will then do it, because now it has the operating system inside that's networked throughout the genetic of that plant to alter it any way they want. You're no different. None of us are any different. We are in that type of integration. Remember that. Just remember that. Let's see here. Oop, wrong one. Take a look here. Taking a look. Oh, okay. Well, we're getting to the end, so I think we'll just call it a day tonight. You can look up the links on the in the page. Read the thing about the mimetic. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Don't let anybody do the thinking for you. Even tonight, what I stated, don't let me do the thinking for you. I am just presenting this so that you can then look things up. Discover things that maybe I haven't even seen. And so you might be surprised what you may find. So again, you know, check these things out. Look at them. You know, read them. You know, and then think. If they can do it to the seeds, aren't they doing the same thing to us? By injecting us with a operating system, what is that? What's happening with all the proteins in our body? You know, the enzymes in our body. What is happening? What reaction is going on? What mayhem is happening? How does the other ones with proteins react with this one? See, things like that is what you need to think about. And then eventually you'll come up to solutions that may actually work. Again, it's a thought. It's a hope. Alrighty. So anyway, as I say at the end of these shows, go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus has to say. I keep telling everybody, read what he has to say. Understand what he has to say. I was just talking to a friend of mine before the show, and I was talking about how, you know, cults can, and even some of these TV evangelicals and some of these other ones can mislead you off a cliff using the Bible. Read it for yourself. Pray. Talk to the Almighty. You know, do the things that you need to help so that he'll open you up so you can understand what he's saying. Best way to do it. Best way to do it. You might have questions about certain things. It's okay to ask people some questions, but again, make sure the interpretation is adequate, not just some opinion. Opinions are like backsides. Everybody has one. So again, read it for yourself. Develop that one-on-one with the Great One. You know, let God take over, or in the sense of helping you out in regarding to understanding the Bible. You know, letting God take over isn't necessarily a bad thing either, because where we're at today, none of us know where we're going, and none of us know what we're doing. So anyway, that's just a thought. Alrighty. I also mentioned on the show, a lot of people there, Brian396, Three Arts Church. You know, you got Shai, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got Diana Spingala, you got Fiona, you got Catherine, you got Liberty. I think I got everybody. Check everybody out. Check what everyone's doing. Check out what they're saying. And then if you can help them financially, do so. Anybody you want. And if you can't help financially, then just share the health. Share the health. Share the information. Get everybody on board. Help anybody that wants to hear it. I hear it all the time. Man, I can't. You're the only guy I can talk to because everybody else thinks I'm crazy. No, they're the crazy ones. When they're dead and gone, there'll be more for you. And then they start smiling. Something to think about. Alrighty. So, again, share the links if you can. That will help dramatically to get the message out. You know, if you can help financially with anybody you want to give to, please do so. You know, help them out. Help them out. Okay, I think on that note, until the next segment, to your health. And remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.